Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on Tuesday, June the 7th, 2016, at KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio, 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com here with Bad Bob Belongi.
And good morning, Carl. Plentiful sunshine today. A bit of a cool streak, if you want to call it that. Down to somewhere around 99 degrees for a high. Clear skies tonight. The low will drop down to 65. Oh, break out the wool blankets. It'll cool off a little bit more during the week. A few clouds here and there. No rain in sight. However, we will be down around the 90-degree mark late in the week, right? Right now it is 75 degrees in Redding, and the Shasta Lake still about 15 feet from the top. So this is all brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. On the phones, we have candidate Tom Del Vicario. He's running for United States Senate. Good morning there, Tom.
How are you today?
We're fine. It's a big day today, huh?
It is a big day. When I first announced a long time ago, I didn't think we'd get here or that this day would get here so soon. But it has. It's a great opportunity to vote for someone who actually believes in the Constitution, who believes that government should be smaller, who believes that the Second Amendment says shall not be infringed.
Well, that'll be interesting to see, since nobody else believes that, it seems like, including Hillary Clinton on the show the other day, and I was going to talk about it on John or George Stephanopoulos' show. She would not say, and he asked her twice directly, if she believed that the Second Amendment granted the people of the United States the right to bear arms, and she wouldn't answer it. She did not answer it. She said, well, there should be restrictions, communities should be able to put restrictions. She never once said, oh, no, the Second Amendment says that. Isn't that scary?
Well, you know, the Second Amendment, it's funny. I tell people, I've read the Second Amendment. I don't recall it saying, shall not be infringed depending on what clothing you're wearing. It doesn't say shall not be infringed depending on what state you're in or what the state legislatures view that. And, you know, there's two things about the Second Amendment issue that I think are important. For those who do not own guns or don't, you know, aren't sportsmen and the like, they need to remember that if they allow the government to overrun the Second Amendment, then what amendment which they cherish is at risk? Because those amendments were put in by the people. They're adopted, approved by Americans. That's one of our constitutional roles. And if we're going to let one of them get overrun by courts or legislatures, what's to stop them from doing others? So even if you aren't a big Second Amendment advocate, you need to be, because they'll come after your rights next. That's number one.
Yeah, because under the word of political correctness.
Number two, it's part of the Constitution. So how is it that they can just ignore it? You know, it says shall not be infringed. Idaho, you know what Idaho is doing. I happen to think that the state, you should be able to carry a gun from state to state, because your right to free speech is from state to state.
Your right to drive is from state to state.
Yeah, and those are guaranteed by the Constitution. If you look at the major candidates, of the three Republicans, two of them refused to even take the NRA questionnaire. What does that tell you? What does it tell you that a politician wouldn't even answer the question? The two Democrats have S, and I'm the only one with an AQ rating. That's the highest possible rating for someone in my shoes. And it's, you know, when people ask me why it is, and I just say, you do realize it's part of the Constitution. It's not for me to take away from others. And it seems pretty simple to me.
Well, it's a pretty simple choice, I think, this during this election day. And we really appreciate you calling in, Tom.
All right. Thank you. Also, another issue that's really big and different between us. Government spending and regulations, the cost of regulations, are now almost half the economy, about 47%. They say I'm the limited government guy. Is that really? I want less than 47%, and that makes me the odd man out? I mean, it's truly amazing. These other politicians want to grow government more. Please, listeners, vote today for some rationality. I noticed you said the dam is 15 feet from the top. We should have more reservoirs. We shouldn't be even having this discussion. There should be an abundance of water in California.
We have an abundance of water.
We can do common sense. So I'm really hopeful today that your listeners will come out and vote for Tom Del Beccaro, because we just need some common sense here.
Okay, Tom. The common sense candidate.
Thanks.
Yeah, I like that. Okay. Hey, Tom Del Beccaro. All right. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You know, it's probably what's going to happen. And no offense to Tom, but the Democrats in the state of, you know, with this thing about, you know, the two highest vote getters is, you know, go into the primary or go into the finals.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the way they've got it set up here in California, it's going to mainly, in most cases, it will, of course, be Democrats.
Between two Democrats.
Now, here's the only good thing about that is one of the Democrats, they've got to come to the Republicans, because Republicans then will swing the election one way or the other.
Yeah.
So now you got to figure out which is the one that is least of difference in your mind about. So is it going to, you know, I mean, God bless the Republican Party, is the Democrat Party, but they have no chance. So who is it going to be, Sanchez or Kamala Harris? So now you got to look at them and say, which one of those is closer to my true rational feeling?
And with respect, I hear every politician spout common sense bumper sticker mantras. I want to know exactly what you mean by that, because your definition of common sense may be different than mine, because it's not that common.
Well, I can tell you now is that his feelings on the Second Amendment are probably closer to most of the people up here in Northern California than Harris or Sanchez ever will be. And now you've got, you know, Kamala Harris was bringing up this, you know, this plan, or the Senate's bringing up this plan that if you speak out against climate change, get this, if you speak out against climate change, you can be prosecuted. Did you know that, Bob?
That's
Did
very
you see that latest? Yeah, it was one of the latest ones, the Senate bill. And if you, you know, they can go into large companies who said, wait a minute, you know, we don't believe climate change is caused by this kind of thing, you know, and they say, oh, because this is just common knowledge. Here we go. Common sense says, and all these scientists say this, so if you say anything against it, you can be prosecuted by the DAs or the local DAs or the attorney general. So if we have
Torquemada would be proud.
So, yeah. So if we have a show that says, hey, you know, we don't believe in, you know, climate change and blah, 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 does that mean the attorney general can come down here and come after those people?
Yeah,
under this new bill,
inquisitors.
It is a total attack on the First Amendment.
So it will be heresy to speak to look at science as science and say, here is a set of data that doesn't happen to match the statements of the church state. So, you know, now you're going to be pilloried or whatever it is that the inquisitors like. They'll break out the thumbscrews financially.
Hey, we're going to take a break here. We'll be right back, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Properties by Merit. And Aaron Rickert is an accomplished top producing agent for Properties by Merit and can help you find the home or the business you're looking for in the local real estate market here up in Northern California. Highly motivated to make sales, and she's really, really on her client's side, of course. Check out her website at Rickert, that's Richart, realestate.com or call her at 949-9103. Erin Rickert, we know her. She's really, really a competent individual at Properties by Merit. We'll be right back. It's 7:15 in the morning here. 75 degrees already, my friends.
Hello, Christopher Fleischman here with Simple Solutions. Have you ever paid for an appliance repair technician to diagnose an appliance only to be told it's beyond economic repair? I have over 10 years of appliance repair experience. More than 9 of those years are with a prominent local appliance company. I have repaired thousands of appliances. I have also repaired aircraft instrumentation, photocopiers, well pump systems, heating and AC systems, and commercial refrigeration systems. This broad background, along with a degree in electronics technology, can occasionally provide an insight that allows me to repair an appliance that would normally be deemed beyond economic repair. My response time to a service request is same or next day. And if it turns out that your appliance is not worth repairing, at least you will have found out at a lower cost for the diagnosis. For service, Gmail me at simplesolutions911@gmail.com with brand, model number, your contact number, and issue. I will respond to you promptly. With Simple Solutions, you have an alternative.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Shasta County needs a leader that will bring new energy to the Board of Supervisors. Mary Rickert, co-owner of Prather Ranch, is that leader. Mary is committed to improving public safety services, addressing substance abuse and mental illness, and to strengthening our economy.
I have a strong background in business, in forestry, and agriculture, and have served on numerous boards and community organizations.
Vote for Mary Rickert for District 3 Supervisor. She will solve our challenges sooner. Paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2016.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Systematic. Hydromatic. Why the grease lightning?
From Grease, of course.
Yeah, Olivia Newton-John in those pants. Oh, yeah.
All right, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Linda Bott. Linda's, of course, on sabbatical this morning, 7:19 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 75 degrees, going up to 99 today. Ah, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. You know, Ted Leidy, this is what he does. This is a job. This is not a job. This is his business. He spends all of his time on this business, and is a team of professional NRA instructors that does this. Teaches all over Northern California and does just a fantastic job. Give him a call at 999-1822 or register online at readyandccw.com. He's got a ladies-only class, I think, the 24th and 25th of, or the 25th and 26th of this month. So it is a great class, ladies, if you want to take that class. Again, go to readingccw.com and register. The Friends of Whiskey Town present the 7th annual Brandy Creek Beach Luau.
Oh, yeah.
June 18th. A 6 p.m. social hour followed by dinner and auction. It's $40 to get in. Tickets are available at the Cascade Theater box office and online at Friends of Whiskey Town. All proceeds go to support projects to improve the visitor experience at Whiskey Town. You've obviously been there.
Oh, yes. The auxiliary has been invited several times. And the kayak tours are kicking off next week.
Kayak tours. And having
done
the nighttime kayak tours, it is a great, great event, and it's free.
Whiskey Town, under the full moon, there is nothing, no sight like it. And the auxiliary will be out there running safety patrol and looking for... We've never had a kayaker go wayward. There's been a couple of times there's been people looking around wondering where so-and-so was, because you're out in the middle of a lake that's reasonably dark, and all you have is an LED light on the back of your head.
That's right. Blinking. And so, and then you see, but then you could have your little kayak races, and then, of course, you're doing the kayak circle, and then, you know, putting the Coast Guard in the middle, and you do a kayak circle around them, and then you can kind of do your kayak dancing over there. All right. Hey, big shout out to Sharon Clark. Thank you so much, Sharon Clark. You are such a classy lady. She had a 6-6-16 party. I said 6-6-16. She goes, yeah. She said, I had a 12-12-12 party too, but there's no, you can't have a 13-13 party or a 14-14 party. Okay, got it.
Sort of run out of digits.
Yeah, you go. Anyway, mostly Sellers, you know, mostly host these things, and Cleary's did the catering for this. Super event, really nice. You know, there's people from all different types, but all of the women had one thing in common. They were all strong entrepreneurial types that worked in those things. I don't think anybody there worked in a job, worked for anybody. They all had their own businesses, which I, you know, I didn't even think about it until we were I started seeing everybody there.
We have a lot of self-directed strong women in our listening area,
and they all and all entrepreneurs. Today's election day. 23,485 of you have already voted. Oh, wait a minute, 487 because. Brenda turned in your two ballots today, right?
That's right.
Well, we like to go down there on the day and plug it in, and I see how many times during the day I can vote. Because
vote early, vote often.
Well, I do. I go from spot to spot, and I know people who live in the district, and I know, you know, like they've passed away or something. I just go and give their name. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever asked me for ID, so why can't I do that? I can just, you know, I can vote 5, 6, 7, 8 times if I want to. But it's not abusing the system. I don't think that's abusing the system, right?
You're just making sure that your guys
look,
win.
You know what? Here it is. That's, you know, somebody's registered, and if they're not going to vote, why shouldn't you vote for them?
Yeah.
I mean, I went in there the last time and said my name was Rick Bassetti. And the lady looks at me. She starts looking it up. She goes, you're not Rick Bassetti. I said, okay, I'm just kidding. And because she knew who I was.
Mm-hmm.
She says, you're not Rick Bassetti. I know who you are.
All the above being said with tongue firmly in cheek.
Oh, yeah, I would never. People would never do that. They wouldn't go out and just use other names or fake names. Or
Asher Huckleway.
Yeah, no, they wouldn't do that. I mean, it's never happened before. Why would we be concerned about it? Just because you have to show an ID card before you do anything.
Except vote.
Except vote.
Except set the direction of the country.
There you go. Brown's proposal has moved through the court system. They said, oh, no, it's okay. I mean, yeah, okay, sure, he gutted this one initiative. Yeah, he changed it totally around. But you know what? That's kind of like, you know, it's, we haven't seen it be done before, but that's okay. So now his proposal to turn out even more felons loose on society is going to go to the November ballot, it looks like. okay, we do remember AB 109.
Mm-hmm.
We do remember Proposition 47. I'm not sure which proposition this is, but what it's going to say is, oh, it's going to turn non-violent criminals loose under that three strike law. Well, it's more than that. It's also under the two strikes too. You can get it, but here's the thing: non-violent on their last arrest, you can be in jail for stealing a car. But they just kind of ignore the other two of, attempted murder or assault on a woman or all these things. They just, those don't count because it's just the one you're in prison for. Isn't that cool?
Isn't that cool? So we're not turning loose any of those longtime offenders. Yeah, we're just kind of cutting them loose. They're going to be okay. They're going to kind of come out with the rest of the dregs that you've turned loose on society. And we've got no place to put them. We don't have enough programs for them. You don't turn them loose with money to help take care of their needs. So, you know, thanks a lot, Brown. I mean, I know you're surrounded by a bunch of people. You know, Brown's kind of like Trump in that sense. And like Hillary, is that they don't worry so much about their safety because they're surrounded by people whose life, you know, whose whole purpose in life is to put themselves between that person and a bullet if it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't care. And that are these other people that live in these gated communities with security all around them, but they don't think a thing about that. The person in the economically lower or lower middle class or lower class that's trying to protect themselves and their kids in their apartment.
The nobility have their arms, men.
They don't care. So let's just put more people out in the street. And looking at how the crime has just, you know, has just risen, the murders in L.A., the amount of crime just here in River City of the car thefts and now violent crimes going up. I mean, where do you think this is coming from? This isn't coming from people who have never been in trouble before. I know it's hard to believe.
Yeah.
That, you know, that's just, you know, Bob Blondie's walking down the street. Oh, I think I'm going to go in here to Best Buy and steal $800 worth of stuff. It's not Bob Blondie doing this. It's not Bob Martin walking into Sportsman's Warehouse, son. He likes that pack and just goes, walks out with it.
I probably don't
want to try it at Sportsman's Warehouse. I think they take a great deal of enjoyment on jumping on people.
I can't wait for my friend who happens to have a Beretta 92 with a 14 round magazine to be a criminal.
Well, that's the other thing too. I mean, that's just going. I mean. Let's just
It came stock with that, and now it's going to be, with no compensation, taken away by the state.
Well, you know what he can do? Seriously. You take out that spring, and you just put a lock on. You can put a lock in there.
Why should he have to?
He shouldn't have to. I'm just saying, though, he doesn't have to destroy it. Because you can get those. You can get those magazines that look like 20-round magazines, but you can only hold 10. Because it's got a spring and a spring lock in there. Of course, you can always take that spring and spring lock out, I guess. Anyway, let's take a break. I'm just kind of like, you know, Gregory Cheadle was supposed to be on. And Gregory sent me a text last night. He wasn't sure if he could be on during the election day thing. And I didn't get it till this morning. So, because I didn't check my phone last night, which I probably should. But the bottom line on it is that he wasn't sure if he should be on because it's election day. It's okay to be on,
yeah,
frankly. And we're going to talk about the election. We're going to talk about how he was abused by the people after this thing with Trump. I mean, you read the Facebook page. Oh, my gosh, they're horrible.
Yeah.
African-Americans are treating him horribly. And, you know, about because of what happened, because he saw it. He said, look, I was there. I saw, you know, I didn't feel like that. It wasn't like that. And then people just, oh, you're just, you know, they're saying horrible things to him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, oh, you know what, you're going to get it. You know, I mean, literally, you're going to get it. You know, you're not going to think that's funny until he ships you back. You know, it's just stupid things.
I think that
a lot of them by white liberals, too, of course.
The whole process has gone into the stupid things category.
You know. Anyway.
Have we not tipped over an edge somewhere along
the
way?
I don't know. I'm starting to wonder about it. You know, we were talking last night. Said, well, you know, and they said, how do you like Reading? I mean, why'd you come to Reading? And I, you know, tell them the story. Linda was here and all that. But when you think about it, Reading is just a little microcosm of the worst rest of the world.
I talk to friends all over, and it's the same all over the country
right now. It is. And, you know, whatever you're hearing here, in fact, it's probably not as bad here as it is in other places. But, now, you know, now we're starting to hear friends that are, you know, starting to express their opinions politically. And we've just said, Linda and I have said, we are not going to talk politics with our friends. just not going to do it.
Oh, yeah, that way lies
not this year. Not this year. No, just gonna, not going to do that because we love our friends. And it's that's all we – and I think everybody pretty much knows how the other person feels
at
this point.
Yeah, we know we're
okay,
going to disagree.
Okay, Judy Salter and I get into it. But in a pleasant way, we kind of like hold hands when we're arguing about it. But we both agree on one thing. This country could do – you know what happened? This country could do a lot better than this.
Yeah.
The country could do a lot better than what that's out there. So what happened?
Where are the states people?
Where's Jefferson when you need him?
Yeah.
And I'm not talking state of Jefferson. Where's Thomas Jefferson? Where's Abraham Lincoln? Hell, where's Reagan? I'll even take FDR.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Where's
FDR?
Where's Teddy? We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling. It must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists.
GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Kind of sounds a bit like Hillary, doesn't it?
I want to be elected.
Ah!
I want to be elected.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in case you... Come on, stop it. This is somebody that's running for the President of the United States of America. Let's show a little class here.
I should show more respect.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. How about that? Okay. Hey, it's 7:34 in the morning. I know. It reverts to this when Linda's not here. She's the adult in the room, and she can usually stop all this happening. 7:34 in the morning here on the 7th of June. 75 degrees going up to 99 today. Don't leave anything in the car that you love, like puppies or babies or grannies or chocolate. You're not going to like it when you get back. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And I met Bob yesterday. We met at our favorite club, Wellgate Sports Club, yesterday. 1740 Eureka Way, Eureka and Court Street. And I tell you what, what did you do yesterday for your workout?
Because of my knee and ankle, I am mostly on a stationary bike, recumbent type, and I can work those big muscles and burn a lot of calories and not kill myself in the process.
Okay, well, I was on the elliptical and then the treadmill, and then went in and did it. I did my circuit interval, working shoulders, legs, glutes.
What got me into this is that my sugar numbers were getting alarmingly high, and my doctor said, do something now. So Rich availed me, convinced me to come over there and give it a try, and since then my numbers have dropped dramatically.
Your numbers have dropped very dramatically, and we're very happy with that. I lost a lot of weight. I'm telling you, you're doing a great job over there, Bob. And if you know what you're talking about, your ligaments, get into the pool that they have over there. They have a very, very unique saltwater pool facility there. You can get in there and do a lot of working out with resistance training. It doesn't batter your joints. I'm telling you, the Wellgate Sports Club is a great place to go to. And, I mean, they've got every type of apparatus. They've got free weights. They've got it all. And they've got such friendly people. And the Bohem Spa is right in there. So, that's, you know, it's a busy, busy place.
And they are investing in their infrastructure. They just redid the floor in the weight room. They did the floors in the locker rooms. And they keep upgrading.
Yeah, they're doing the boards and trims around there. And, yeah, it's a great place there.
It looks good. It doesn't stink.
it smells really good. 768-1205. Just go on down there and talk to them. Talk to them. And I tell you what, you're going to be sold on just like Bob and I are. All right. Other things that are going on in the world. Okay, the U.S. Navy has put alcohol off limits to sailors, naval personnel, on the island of Okinawa. So when I see that, I think, okay, here's a knee-jerk reaction to what? Well, maybe not. You know, I haven't been stationed twice in Okinawa. The Okinawans, when I was first there back in the 70s, the only people they disliked more than Americans were Japanese, because, you know, Okinawa is a separate culture from the Japanese. Well, the Japanese were taking over the culture there. I mean, coming over in strength, changing how they drove, you know, changing rules on the highways, everything, were taking over. Well, now the Americans and American presence in Okinawa is a very touchy subject in Okinawa. Mm-hmm. Well, over the past few months, several things have happened. Two murders and a rape have occurred. Navy personnel, and this last one was a base worker, no longer a personnel, but it was a former service personnel. And then this last one was a woman sailor driving down, took the wrong turn down a one-way street, and ran into two cars, injured some people. She wasn't injured, and she was six times over the Japanese limit for alcohol, but let me tell you what the Japanese limit for alcohol is. It's like half a drink.
Yeah.
So she may have been at a 0.8, which is, I mean, I'm not even sure what she was at. I just know for sure, because we used to tell our people all the time, look, you can't go out and have a beer and be drinking if they pull you over.
Yeah.
You're going to, and they stick this wand inside the car, breathe on the wand. And if you pop positive, that's it. You go to jail.
Yeah.
Right then.
We are.
So now they're cutting off. And also to restrict them to base for 30 days. Now, so that's going to have a huge impact on the industry around the bases there, because, I mean, Marines and sailors and airmen and soldiers go out and they spend a lot of money out in town.
What we are guests in their house, and we have to conduct ourselves accordingly. And I think, unfortunately, too many service people, and I have seen this, and you've seen this firsthand, we get into a foreign country and we. We be ugly American in these places, and we can't do that.
I don't know if it's so much ugly American as it is. You have young people, for the most part, young people that they're in countries where they're 18, 19 years old. They're allowed to drink because, I mean, it's just they just do that. and they work hard maybe for a couple weeks, they're deployed, and then they come back, and a lot of times they don't use the best judgment. So, yeah, I mean, it's no more than you would see probably around a base like Camp Pendleton or Mather or some of those places. However, the Japanese have a completely different culture, and there's the difference. We're putting, you know, things from our culture that they have a really low crime rate. The idea of fighting and people walking around drunk is not, you don't see that in Japan.
You're expected to conform to certain norms.
And so then you have to really work with your people about that. And there were times, I remember years ago, decades ago, up in Camp Hansen, which is up in the middle of nowhere, is the base commander said, no more than one beer for anybody. Well, we didn't know that. We weren't assigned to him. We were there doing some stuff up in the jungle. And we came back, and before we were heading out, and we sat down at the club and ordered a pitcher of beer, three of us. And which just comes out to, like, what, a beer and a half or something like that. And all these other officers are there. They're kind of glaring at us. And we're talking, and we're looking around. And, you know, we couldn't figure out why. Everybody was kind of like they were uptight about it. And so we got another pitcher. We weren't going off base. We'd been out, you know, in the jungle for, you know, 10 days. And we're going to go head on back to the queue. And I go back, and the bartender says, sir, that's your second pitcher. And I went,
and?
And I said, well, congratulations there. But congratulations. I said, yeah, it is our second one. I said, yeah, we'll have the same one. He goes, sir, the rules are that you can only have one beer here, one drink. I said, the rules for the people that are assigned here? He goes, that's right. Yes, sir. I went, well, I'm not assigned here. Oh, would you like to have another pitcher? I said, yeah. So he pours me another pitcher. I swear to God, my fellow Marine officers are just glaring at me. And I'm over there, I'm smiling at him, I'm smiling, and I kind of drink out of the pitcher. And I go back and sit down, and I said, there's got some kind of rule here. You can only drink one beer or something here, you know, that's like you can't drink because, you know, he wants it really off limits, all the drinking and all this. And then we found out later the colonel would be standing at the gate at night seeing who came through, at what time were his people coming through, especially his officers. Oh, you're coming back at midnight, huh? Well, what are you doing out at midnight, lieutenant? It's like, oh, man.
So
we just,
monitor.
You know, if the thing was is that, you know, we had our second pitcher of beers. We almost forced down the third one, but we said not. And we wouldn't do that. Because, frankly, we were all filled up. Yeah. Anyway. But you get into this, I mean, you get into this strange morality that people have. Mm-hmm. We are on the brink. Clinton projected nominee. You know, she got it. She's got the nomination. She's the first woman in the history of the United States from a major party that's been nominated. She got it from, you know, Puerto Rico, but she also got it from the super delegates. The super delegates. These are people that were named, that were strong apparatus types in the Democrat Party, because they didn't want to have another one of those fights at the convention or on the, you know, coming up. So they said, okay, we're going to make so many of these 1,000 super delegates that will be loyal to the party. And so even though, and we're going to talk about to Bernie's supporter today, even though Bernie won the majority of his primaries, he didn't get as many electoral votes as Hillary did because of the already set in place super delegates that were going to go to her no matter what.
Well, this hasn't been a campaign so much as it has been a preordained ascension,
except Bernie has fought her all the way through, and today is a chance. If I could, I'd vote for Bernie today.
Yeah.
If I could. I can't. But if I could, I'd vote for Bernie today. Just.
Oh, if it was an open primary, the results
would
be
interesting. Oh, no, Hillary. You know what? There'd be, because you're kind of given up already on the Republican side. So you just go, okay, which Democrat do we want to vote for? Bernie! Feel the burn! Feel the burn. Hillary, feel the burn yet? So, anyway, she said that she's a news outlets indicated she has the needed delegates, and she does. She's got them all there. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veteran-owned business is Tobacco and Brew at Espresso Joe's with great coffee, great drinks there. And veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's and walk next door to this super, super tobacco emporium that's there in Tobacco and Brew, and a walk-in humidor that is simply outstanding. All of this at one place, veteran-owned business, open 7 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive, and they do an extremely generous with our community. And they've been supporting us since my very first show back on August 4th, 2007. That was a long time ago. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and down, throw my hands up and down, throw my head back and down. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
Play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. Bingo. Don't miss our monthly $24,000 bingo blowout, rock and roll bingo, and paper-only sessions, where 12 regular games pay $400. Yes. $25 for two books. Additional books are only $5, plus 10 lucky winners will be selected to play the Mystery Treasure Chest game
for a mystery prize.
So grab your friends and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Wind River.
For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com.
Bingo calendar subject to
bingo is better at the river.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
If you have knee or hip pain, learn how to stop hurting and start moving again. Providence Orthopedic Institute invites you to a free talk on June 17th at Mount Shasta Resort. Mako Technology at Providence may be the right solution for your knee or hip joint pain. Life is better in motion, so come to Providence Orthopedic Institute's free talk Friday, June 17th at Mount Shasta Resort. Register at 888-907-0915 or at providence.org/jointrobot.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, Free Fire Radio. It's Tuesday, the 7th of June. Happy day today, 12 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock, 75 degrees, going up to 99 today. So it's really a lot cooler than yesterday when it was 146. And frankly, I don't know how you can live at 146, Bad Bob. What do you think about? I mean, 140.
Not for very long.
Well, you know, you get inside your car and it says 118 degrees in your car. Now you realize your car's sitting out there in tarmac and all this, but still hot. It's hot. How hot? It's darn hot. Anyway, weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. These people are just outstanding. If you're looking for jewelry of the finest quality at great prices, go to Four Winds Jewelry. Talk to Rebecca when you walk in there. If you're saying, you know what, I'd really like to have something designed and built just for me, they can do it. Her husband's a gemologist and a jewelry designer. You can build anything you want, and they have the only trained watch repairman in the whole area right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Phone number's 222-2750. Go on down there. Check it out. You're not going to be sorry. Hey, I'm here with Kevin Kelly. Yeah, I just pulled Kevin in early because he's supposed to be on at 8 o'clock. My guest is 7:30, and he's a well-known individual.
Thank
from
you,
sir. Anderson. Did not make it today. I don't know why, because he has to be on the show today.
Hopefully
I'll call him and say, you know, I'll give him a raspberry. So, and they all sorry, and I say, well, look, you know what? Hey, that's fine. Just, you know, $50, and well. Kevin Kelly, in case you don't know it, is the general manager. Is that right?
Yeah.
Holiday Harbor. Yeah. And you know what? I really feel for you, man. All that water, you probably don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, we really don't. You know, I go there and
look at it.
I have my desk. You know, I just oversee the whole harbor. It's absolutely gorgeous. You know, and go up on the patio, have breakfast at our restaurant. Which overlooks the harbor, too, and it's actually spectacular.
So you have breakfast out there, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, breakfast and lunch.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, there's no secret that we love Holiday Harbor. And
Thank
we go
you.
Out there. And, well, I mean, you know, for a couple of reasons. One's a better-known business.
Yep.
And you just get treated so well out there. You've got people been working out there for what?
I've been there 38 years, but we have employees that have been there, you know, 25, 30 years plus.
And you've been there, would you say, 38 years?
38 years.
Would you start when you were, what, five?
I started when I was 14.
14?
Yeah, 14 years old.
Damn.
Yeah.
Is when there were no child labor
laws? I don't think there was any laws back then.
Not up in Northern California. Hey, okay. Now, I'm just so sold on the patio boats. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
You just, you know, I think we have our own little patio boat out there, and we're going out. And, I mean, you've got, it's comfortable. It's easy to drive. You can put it anywhere in that lake, and it's got a bathroom on it.
Yep.
Kids love it.
And you barbecue. Can,
barbecues.
Ice
barbecue,
chest.
Ice chest. Just, yeah. It's all kind of like self-contained there.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got shade. And it's got these long seats that you can sit on.
They fold out into double beds, and so you can sleep up to six on those. And on that
patio boat?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that part.
And it's, you know, it's extra wide, extra long. We custom design them for a rental market, and they work out great. People love them.
Well, it is. I mean, you can go right up, of course, to the, you know, to the bank. Now, when you go to the bank, you can actually see trees, and you're not having to climb up 50 or 60, 70 feet above mud.
Yeah, exactly. The lake right now is at optimum level because you could pull right up to the shore, and you can reach out, and you're touching trees. You go into a nice little clearing, you can have a nice campfire at night, and it's just absolutely great to be out there and look at the breathtaking views, and the water so high that and it's crystal clear. You can see probably 20 feet down. It's absolutely amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to get back out there again.
Come on out.
It's going to be soon. Hey, let's talk a little bit about Slaughter Island. Okay? Because people don't understand. You know, of course, as soon as they see all the mess, and then it kind of goes back to, well, those guys, who's renting to them? But you just don't rent to anybody.
No, we don't.
I mean, in fact, you all have been burnt by this stuff before.
Oh, yeah.
So how do you rent when you see, like, University of Oregon's coming?
Yeah.
And so what are the rules to rent a place?
We vet those people really well. Our reservationists are trained to really ask the right questions. And we stick to our policy. We don't rent to anybody under 25 years of age, period.
And that's what I told people. I said, I don't know about anywhere else, but I know that Holiday Harbor doesn't rent to anybody below the age of 25.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
And we have had bad kids come and go, and we DNR them, do not rent. And if they call back again, sorry, you know, nothing available. And we vet them real carefully. Usually we stick by our policy where the 25-year-old has to be on board at all times, has to take responsibility for any damage, loss of equipment, loss of life or injury or whatever. And usually by the time we ask the 20 questions, they usually hang up and go somewhere else.
Oh, okay. Or give you a credit card.
Yeah.
Send me a credit card number there, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So,
did y'all lose any equipment that did?
No.
Was one of your boats involved in any of that? Do you know?
Not to my knowledge, because I have the sheriff's department usually are watching out there for us, and they called me and said, hey, we never saw a single one of your boats. So I said, well, I think there was a couple. I think there was a couple out there.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, because you don't know. I mean, you could have had 25, 30-year-olds that were driving boats out there. But, I mean, afterwards, did you get a chance to go over and look at the place?
I did not.
Okay.
No.
Bob, did you get a chance?
Because we saw pictures.
I know you're with the Coast Guard.
We were down on Lake Oroville, but I saw the pictures.
You saw
the
photos,
paper,
too. Oh, my
holy
gosh.
Smoke. And I've been there in previous years.
If you wanted a tent, this would probably be a good time to go out and find one.
Tent sale, half
tent
off.
Tent sale, yeah. Half, tent sale free. Just come get one. And, I told people about after the 4th of July, I lived on the beach down in San Diego. And after on the 4th of July, of course, they have all these fireworks and people on the beach and, fires going. Next morning, I got up and was running down the beach. And the beach crews were already out. And this was like 6 o'clock in the morning. It was light. And as I'm driving, as I'm trotting down the beach, I'm seeing them. They're taking, barbecues, full-on barbecues with propane. It probably took four of them to get down there. They're still on the beach. Chairs and coolers and just people were staggering, I guess, off the beach. But leaving barbecues, I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. And I asked one of the guys, he worked there. And I said, do you just see this all? He says, yeah, anytime there's a big event on the beach, we always get, barbecues, chairs, coolers, and people. Usually we find people laying there.
And
you
just roll them over.
Just roll them over, try and get them up, get them on, on their way, make sure they're not dead, and then take them off. But, okay, so what's the best part? You've got houseboats and you've got, you've got everything. You can rent anything that floats.
Yeah, pretty much. We have pedal boards, the paddle boards, kayaks, canoes, jet skis, patio boats, ski boats. Family ski boats, pretty much, if it floats, we're pretty much renting it.
You rent out fishing boats, too.
Yeah, fishing boats, you're right.
Are you fishing?
I am not a fisherman, but I know that you've been hounding me to go out and go fishing.
I thought you were the bass fisherman.
I used to be when I was younger.
Oh, and
when I had time.
Now. you probably don't have time now. How is it this year? I mean, I know
busy.
In the past... Yeah. The past few years.
Yeah. The past few years have been absolutely horrible. Yeah,
challenging.
That's a good word, challenging. But this year, our April was really good. Our May was strong. And our June, we have pretty much everything out right now
for
the next couple of weeks.
That's great. And I'm so glad to hear that because you guys, you're a quality place out there. Your gear is good, really in great shape. Your people are friendly.
Oh, the staff.
I mean, the staff is outstanding.
Yeah, the staff's amazing.
They do anything that they can to help you.
Yes.
And like I said, and your stuff works all the time.
There's
something about when you...
You bumps in the road, but, we handle it.
nobody ever thought I could take that pontoon boat and literally have it left water on that one jump. But... just kidding, but we just are so much in favor of Holiday Harbor that and you guys out there that we recommend it without any type of reservations.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Well, we wouldn't do that if we'd had a we've never even had a questionable experience there.
Yeah.
You guys are swarming all over the boat to make sure you know how to drive it and move it around, and then you will even take it out in the closed areas there.
We
get you out to the end and then wait for you to come back in and bring you back in.
Yeah, for the beginner boater, it's not a problem. We spend a little extra time with you, drive you out, drive you back in. We want you to be comfortable and have a good time rather than be stressed all the time out there. So
I'm gonna hold you over for another few minutes on the other side of this, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's
fine. Because
I
want to talk about what you've seen, because you've been there 38 years. I'd really like to talk about what you've seen and the changes in the lake and the people.
Yeah.
And the things that are happening out there. Because, sense of history on that lake. You know, people are talking about bringing, and just your thoughts about bringing that dam up 16 feet. I think that's what they said.
18 and a half.
18 and a half feet.
Is a projected.
A projected one.
Yeah.
And, you know, the impact that will have on people along the lake there. I know what they say, but I'd like to talk about that, too.
Absolutely.
And, the again, you've been 38 years on Lake Shasta.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great. Okay, look, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Kevin Kelly from Holiday Harbor. And we're also going to have Christine Mitchell come in later on this morning and talk about Bernie Sanders. She's a strong Bernie Sanders supporter. And I'm looking forward to seeing what Christine says. She's articulate, and she doesn't back off. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Heading into today's primaries, an associate press calculation concludes that Hillary Clinton has enough delegates to become the Democrat presidential nominee.
If she's nominated, she'll be the first woman to top the ticket of a major U.S. political party. Clinton reached the 2,383 delegates needed to become the presumptive Democratic nominee with a decisive weekend victory in Puerto Rico and a burst of last-minute support from superdelegates.
That's Dennis Crowley reporting. The campaign says for now it wants to focus on today's primaries in California, New Mexico, and three other states, along with New Jersey and Rutherford. This man says he pulled the lever for Bernie Sanders.
I would say Bernie's policies probably resonate most with a compassionate leader.
This Republican voter says he chose Donald Trump and says it's hard to figure out what's happening among the Democrats right now.
I don't agree with the alternative, and it seems like there is no alternative. It seems that Sanders is getting more of the vote, and somehow Hillary is getting more delegates.
Problems persist inside the GOP, with House Speaker Paul Ryan today calling on Donald Trump to take back his remarks regarding the Mexican heritage of a judge who is set to issue a ruling in the Trump University case.
Claiming a person can't do the job because of their race is sort of like the textbook definition of a racist comment.
Trump has said that U.S. District Judge Gonzalo Curiel cannot judge him fairly because he is of Mexican heritage. And Trump plans to build a wall with Mexico. Curiel is a member of the La Raza Lawyers of San Diego. Forecasters say Tropical Storm Colin is moving rapidly toward the northeast as it continues to drop heavy rains over the southeast.
Main danger is marine interests. There is still some chance for locally heavy rains along the coast, 1 to 3 inches in parts of North Carolina and central Florida. Rainfall elsewhere associated with Colin will be diminishing.
Colin moved across Florida yesterday, knocking out power and flooding many roadways. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
What if 1 million people gathered together for one purpose? Jesus. Be part of Together 2016 this summer on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. On July 16th, this generation will stand together with Hillsong United, Francis Chan, Lecrae, Carrie Job, and many, many more, because we believe Jesus changes everything. Be part of something big. More information on this free event is at reset2016.com. reset2016.com.
The U.S. Supreme Court will not hear an appeal from Google over a class action lawsuit filed by advertisers who claim the Internet company displayed their ads on low-quality websites.
Justices let stand a lower court ruling that said the lawsuit representing hundreds of thousands of advertisers using Google's AdWords program could go forward. Google argued that a federal appeals court in San Francisco should not have approved the class action because damages must be calculated individually for each company advertiser.
That is correspondent Linda Kenyon. A former astronaut is charged with murder after a wreck that killed two girls in Alabama. State troopers say 59-year-old James Halsell of Huntsville was arrested after a crash that killed the girls aged 11 and 13 early yesterday. Two others were injured. Troopers say a preliminary investigation indicates that alcohol and speed may have been factors. Troopers say a car driven by Halsell collided with one in which the girls were passengers. Breaking news at townhall.com. The Iraqi government has been urged to investigate allegations that civilians detained during the Battle of Fallujah have been tortured by Shia militiamen.
Hundreds of men were taken for questioning over whether they were linked to IS when government forces recaptured their town several days ago. On their release, many said they'd been tortured during their interrogation. Some had to be treated for serious injuries to their heads and upper bodies. Local sources say that it was a mainly Shia militia that held them. It's played a key part in the government war on IS, but its role is very sensitive, as its fighters are battling in the heartland of Sunni militancy.
That is BBC's Sebastian Usher. Today's show co-host Savannah Guthrie says she is pregnant and therefore will be skipping the upcoming Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro because of fears of the Zika virus. Guthrie made the announcement on the NBC program. This morning she cited doctor's advice and decided to skip the Games. More details at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It's Tuesday, and Linda is on sabbatical today on Tuesdays. It's 8:05 in the morning. It is 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at kcnr1460.com. Hello, chat room. Kristen Clinton is in there. Dr. Maria, several others are in there. And Bad Bob, tell us what it looks like for temperatures and weather for the rest of the week.
Well, break out the wool sweaters. Today's high will be 97 degrees. That is definitely an improvement over yesterday. Overnight low 65. Clear skies today, some clouds moving in later in the week. Actually, the temperatures will be dropping down into the upper 80s on Friday, warming back up over the weekend. But looks like we stay out of the triple digits for the next 10 days or so, and a possible thunderstorm here and there. Overall, definitely a little bit better off right now. And Reading, it is 77 degrees. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business, Chuck and Judy Kinney, with Shasta Gas Propane. Good people out there. 77 degrees, it's gone up 7 degrees in an hour since we came on the air. Something to look forward to as we go further into the summer.
Yeah, we'll be well into the mid-90s, but it's better than 106, which was yesterday's peak.
Good morning, Dr. Maria. She's got a little unhappy face down there on the chat room. This portion of the show is brought to you by, speaking of heat, Budget Blinds. Budget Blinds can cool your house off just by putting coverings on the windows, either internally and working with your decor and all that, and blinds and shutters and all these things, or outside with solar shades, which can cool off the interior house, making your air conditioners work less, keeping the cool air in, the hot air out, and some of them will even get a rebate up to $500 from REU. That's right. And so Jerry's goal for the customers is that when he walks out of the house, you have a house that you can be proud of, that works within your budget, and will keep the heat out and the coolness in. Give him a call at 226-9027 or visit him on the web at budgetblinds.com. And by the way, it's not just for the heat. It's also, of course, for aesthetic reasons, too, that it just makes your house beautiful, which is what they do also. I'm here with Kevin Kelly.
Good morning,
good
sir.
Good morning from, of course, Holiday Harbors, our good friends over there. And I kept Kevin over. And we talked about, you've got like 52 boats all out and everything else that floats. But you've been on that lake for 38 years.
I've been working for Holiday Harbor for many, many years. Yes.
Okay. The biggest difference you've seen, the biggest difference in 38 years from the time you started when you were 14 until now, what'd you say?
I would say the water level raises and lowers a lot more. When I was a kid, 40 feet was a major drawdown. That was all, we were all panicked when it draws down 40 feet. They're going to draw it down to 75 feet this year.
Right.
So just to compensate for the reservoirs down in the valley that didn't get as much rain as we did up here.
So if we had more reservoirs along the way, like Sykes in those.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we wouldn't have to worry so much about
no,
it.
Okay? No, you wouldn't see. Well, you never know about the Bureau, but I mean.
You never know about the
Bureau.
You
would hope that you wouldn't see the drawdown from Shasta as like you see year after year after year.
They're talking about taking salmon and trucking them around and putting them in the McLeod.
Huh.
Have you heard that?
I have not. I know that they, you know, they transported them down on trucks. You know, they released like 600,000 salmon. You know, I mean, I was wondering if
from
the salmon
McLeod or from. See, they want to do is have them come back and then going up the McLeod.
Oh, gotcha.
So they want to, you know, so they were trying to figure out how to do that, and then so they're going to come back down, obviously down through the lake. So there must be some way they've got of trapping them or. Or is there a way for salmon to get out of the dam besides going over the top and going, yeehaw!
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. So I don't know how they're planning on doing that.
Yeah, I don't know. I know that we work closely with the fishing game and the Forest Service because we raise fish there at the harbor. Most all the marinas do there. That we raise a certain strain of eagle lake. The species of Eagle Lake trout there. And so we release them every, you know, like the 25th of April, I think, is the release date there. So, and they stock about 85,000 salmon a year, the fish and game do, in the lake there.
Salmon. So they become landlocked salmon.
Yeah. Yeah.
So 85,000?
85,000. That's what my buddy down there, Fish and Game, we work closely with him. Talked to him yesterday.
So where do they release all those little doubles?
I don't know. I think that's, you know, a need-to-know basis.
Oh, a need-to-know. Okay. I didn't really want to know.
And we don't need to know.
Afterwards. Right. I've only gone fishing on Lake Shasta once. I do, you know, you've offered it to me.
Yeah.
I know. You can get me a boat and all that. But, and that's kind of like... Well, give me a car. Give me a Ferrari that I don't know how to drive. You know, it's like that. Give me a fishing boat. Okay, but which way do I go?
Give me a Ferrari that I know how to drive. I'm going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. I'll still have a good time with it. The businesses around the lake, have they grown? Or have they always been kind of been there?
No, we've, in the past... 38 years I've been there. We've grown a lot. We've added more houseboats. You know, we only used to have, I think, it was like maybe 40 boats. We're up to 65 boats now. So our fleet has grown. Our business has grown.
The other businesses around the lake too? I mean, has everybody grown?
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And I would think they would. You know, you think 38 years is a long time, but I mean, that's what we're still in the 70s there, or. What was it, though?
1978.
So you're talking, 78, that wasn't...
Yeah.
It wasn't like 48.
No.
So it was like 78 there. So I guess a lot of the businesses were already established, but have others come in and all that?
Yeah, most of all the businesses were established. I've seen, we've had several businesses close. Sell out. Yeah. So there's been a number of businesses that have just closed that just couldn't survive the drought or, economic times.
Yeah. The drought, even though there's still a lot of lake and we push that, we go out on the lake, take the kids out, go out on a pontoon, on our party barge and then with a watercraft and just have a wonderful time out there. And yet people think that there's no water in the lake.
Yeah, we just get bad media coverage off the get-go, and it's just like a punch right in the gut to where you can't survive because you'll have a hard time surviving. And it's, that bad media publicity that you get right in the springtime that just sets the tone for the whole year.
Yeah, and you got hit by that last year.
Last three years,
but you fought back.
Yeah.
On one of them. I want to talk about that as soon as we get back from this break. And how you fought back and how you got a completely different story from the people just by reaching out to them.
Yeah.
And then I also want to talk about the proposed rising of the dam and the impact you think it'll have on business.
Sure thing.
We'll be right back with Kevin Kelly of Holiday Harbor right here on Free Fire Radio. It is 7:14 in the morning and we are having, Tuesday, June the 7th. I'm loving this day. I'm loving this day, Bad Bob, because this is going to be a great day. This is Election Day. This is where you go out and you can vote. Freedom. Freely vote. And you owe it to those so many people that went in front of you that came up with a Constitution that allowed this and a Bill of Rights that allowed this and those warriors that fought for it. And if you don't vote today, frankly, you're un-American. We'll be right back.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel.
Fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State. Not just a distance, but also an attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling and must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Slashing through the sandbar, talking by the campfire. It's the simple things in life like when and where. We didn't have no internet.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 8:18 in the morning. I'm having a great time here today. I'm just out talking to Christine Mitchell, who is a Bernie supporter, and I tell you what, they are fired up. Wait till you hear them. They're going to come on about 8:30. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for well over 20 years. Another veteran-owned business here who was voted best in the North State in 2015. All makes models of air conditioners we use, Alliance Heating and Air. We are totally able to be counted on to do the job, do it right the first time at very, very fair prices. Alliance Heating and Air, come out, have them come out, take a look at your refrigeration, look at your filters, look at your air ducts, make sure that air conditioner is working. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Let's go to the phones. Dr. Maria. Dr. Maria. Are you still there? Uh-oh. Well, the phone's not hung up. Shouldn't have anything to do with it, though, right?
if I'd hung up, she wouldn't be there. The hook was, it was off the hook, but it was on hold, and I had switched her on, so I'm
Dr.
not sure.
Maria, you can call back. Meanwhile, we're here with Kevin Kelly of Holiday Harbor, and he's getting ready to tell us the impact another, what, see, another 18 feet of dam would do.
The impact would probably be immense.
You can call back Dr. Maria.
Yeah, it's it would definitely put a damper on our business where we'd have to virtually relocate the whole facility.
Well, everybody would, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, the whole lake would have to.
Yeah, pretty much every marina would have to relocate.
Is there room to do that?
There is. We had to submit our plan several years ago to the Forest Service on their projected 18 and a half feet Bureau of Reclamation was going to raise the dam. So we submitted a lengthy document to the Forest Service. So
now the government's supposed to pay for this, though.
That's kind of unclear at this point. We just don't have a clear cut answer on that one. We've asked.
Did you see what they're saying they're going to? But this would cost. How much was it? Was it, what, a couple billion? Oh, is that what they said?
No. I think it's like $7.5 billion.
$7.5 billion. Like, but I'm looking at that, you know, having been getting in the construction business, as you know, even on the periphery where I'm at, and I'm thinking $7.5 billion now to raise the dam, and then also move everything. And I think the bridge is the bridge okay?
Yeah, no, all the bridges are fine. That's why it's,
I know that bridge was pretty close. Yeah, I mean, this year, it looks like it's pretty close to the bridge.
Yeah,
you know, across there,
you would have access on one side of it. I don't know if it's the south side or north side, but it would be one side. And I think the big house boats could not venture to the other side of the lake.
Yeah,
unless it dropped, you know, another 18, 20 feet, then you're going to be fine.
Right. Yeah. But if that comes up full again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but plus, what about, and they've already moved kind of, they've started kind of, would you have to move any of I-5 at all?
I don't believe so. I think, I'm not sure about the infrastructure of that.
Of that.
I'm just mainly concerned with our facility.
Oh, no,
and
no,
what
I know,
we would
I know
have
that.
To do
so
for,
you'd have to, what, tear everything up?
The building, that main building, our main office building,
right.
The cafe,
right.
That would be gone. We'd have to either move it up the hill or move it on the water. One of the two.
That's an idea.
So we have both plans in out there.
But you have construction facilities there and everything.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we have parking. RV park would be 5 feet underwater.
Hard to park an RV there.
The front waterfront parking. So you know,
real waterfront.
So, yeah. So we'd have to relocate, do a lot of infrastructure work, and we don't really have a clear cut picture of who's going to be paying for that.
Wow.
Yeah. It's my understanding that the Bureau isn't going to put up the money. It's the private, the huge water contractors that are going to have to put up some money first before the Bureau and the federal government says, okay, we're going to go ahead on this project.
Oh, so you mean people, like cities?
Yeah.
They would be using the extra water?
Well, the huge water contractors, and my understanding from the Forest Service that the water contractors pre-1913 buy the water and sell it down to the municipalities and the
other. So who are those people?
I don't know. It's like an underwriter, you know. I never.
Did you know about that, Bob? That they had water buyers?
It
makes sense to me. Yeah. The guys who've got rights prior to 18 or 1913, right?
Yeah.
So they've got so many acre feet that they can buy now that they can. They're going to sell those. Sell that water someplace. I never even heard of that.
Recall the deal with the water district, and was it the McConnells? Kind of shuffling back and forth who could buy what.
Yeah, they were,
when supplies were really
tight. The city bought so much from the McConnell Foundation and then turned around and sold it to Bella Vista.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
we're talking mega water.
Of scale. Yeah, huge scales.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, it's my understanding they're supposed to put up some money prior to the project going because they're the ones who are going to reap the benefits from it. So this is the first time that the federal government has done that. Normally they'll fund the whole thing and then, pay them back. But now they're looking for some upfront money first before they proceed with the project.
Wow.
That's according to my gal down at the Forest Service that she told me.
My gal. See, you said my gal in the same sense that probably Trump said my African-American, meaning my friend or my compatriot.
Absolutely.
Not to the fact that you own her or anything like that. I just had to throw that political side in there. Okay. Everybody go to – okay. How do they get a hold of you?
You can visit our website at lakeshasta.com or give us a ring up on the phone. It's 1-800-776-BOAT. That's 1-800-776-2628.
I can tell you, I can just tell you from personal experience, it's going to be one of the best experiences you're going to have.
Yeah.
Whether you take a boat out for a week, 2 days, or a patio boat, which is my favorite, and go out and you can fish. We take Linda's parents out. We take the grandkids out. Everybody has a great time. Swim off it. Jump off it. And then you can rent watercraft and small boats, and you can things you want to tow behind boats. You've got it all there.
Yeah. Inner tubes, jet skis, patio boats, and the lake is absolutely gorgeous.
It is. I tell you what, we drove by it, you know, the other day, and it was like, oh my gosh! I mean, it's there.
Yeah,
man. Okay.
Yeah.
Kevin, thanks a lot for coming by and spending time with us.
Hey, thank you, sir. I always have fun.
Well, you know what? It's a it's very much a symbiotic relationship we have here that we love having you on and talking about what's happening out there at the lake. And because, you know, kind of you're our guy on the lake there to see things.
Yeah.
And we want to do a show, I think. We're going to do a show from the lake.
Oh, that'd be
all
fun.
The guys have been talking to me about it. And we can do, we've done it before. And I think as long as we have a Verizon signal, we can do it. And we'll take a
Yeah, Verizon works good out there.
Yeah. It does. You can get us, by the way, you can get us on the lake out there, in case you know our 1460.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I listen to you all the time.
Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot, buddy. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Christine Mitchell from the Bernie Sanders support crew up here in Northern California. Have you felt the burn? Let's find out why you should. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test driven it myself. But a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains and long desert stretches, made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later, he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Come on, people now. Smile on your brother, everybody.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. Tuesday, Linda's on sabbatical right here on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. 8:29 in the morning, 605-4567. Grab your phones. 77 degrees going up to 99 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I am heading down to today to get my long hair, you know, shortened up a little bit. And it's a veteran-owned business, and it is the absolutely the best place ever to get a haircut. Anywhere is at Cypress Square Barbershop, Ralph Athens Avenue, Man's Last Stronghold, right there. Yeah, discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a great place. What can I say? I'm here with Christine Mitchell. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I know Christine, and you know what? I admire Christine. She's a political activist. She is a liberal.
Yep.
And a supporter of Bernie Sanders.
That's right.
And I thought, you know what? We should have had you on much earlier than this. But we're going to try and have you on in regular times, is, you know, so you can about what's going on the more progressive side in politics.
Sounds wonderful.
Sounds good. Right. Well, we should do that because, you know, it's we have very progressive friends, but, you know, we don't really get into deep discussions about politics because we're all friends and everybody agrees to disagree on some things. But Bernie Sanders, I wanted you to come on because, frankly, I think that Bernie Sanders has gotten such a raw deal by the Democrat Party. And I've said that I don't know how many times on the station. But I should ask somebody that's a Bernie Sanders supporter. That's just my opinion. What do you think about what's happened this year with Bernie Sanders, who came out, picked up his shield, picked up the sword, and went to fight?
I agree. He's got a raw deal. He's been hampered the whole way. It started out, we started working for him last June, even before he had a campaign together. He was getting 10,000, 20,000 people at rallies. The media never told anybody. It was a well-kept secret. And all through this, I've learned what a rigged system we have. Totally rigged. Both parties, think about this, both parties are political clubs. They're private parties. They decide who gets to vote in a primary. They decide who, like, on the Democrat side, the superdelegates.
Yeah, can you explain I've tried to explain who superdelegates are.
Okay. Superdelegates are...
And how they came into being.
They're basically party hacks in my mind, of them.
Most of them are like presidents of the Democratic Party in the state, and they're
right,
handpicked people.
Right. There are also people who are in office or who have served in office. There are people who work on campaigns. You know, I mean,
apparatus. They are the inner working apparatus of a party that doesn't want to change.
That's right.
They want to control
That's right. They want to keep it the way it is. 400 superdelegates endorsed Hillary Clinton before anybody else even announced.
Right.
I mean, if that isn't
She started out at 400. She started out with a handicap of 400.
Right. Exactly.
And
so,
then, yeah.
I mean, that rigs the game right there. That makes people think, well, she's the one that's going to get it.
Was there instances where Bernie won a state and still took home less than Hillary did because of superdelegates?
Oh, I'm sure there was. I can't give you. I'm sure there was.
I know in
there
New Hampshire.
There were so many.
He creamed her in New Hampshire, yet she came out of there with many delegates.
Yeah, she. Even in states where he won big, they have superdelegates who go with her. Why aren't they going with the vote of the people, you know? And there's several states now, I'm happy to say, that are doing away with superdelegates. Maine's going to, I'm not sure, I don't want to say, but there's two or three that have decided no more superdelegates. And I think that's something that has to be worked on. This is wrong.
I think it's wrong.
And their whole reason, they say their reason, is to be able to make sure someone doesn't get in there who would be bad for the party. Now, does that make sense?
It's in a democracy? No, of course not. And it's not so much being bad for the party as it is being bad for the party apparatus.
Exactly.
I mean, come on. I mean, that's what we're talking about. They want to maintain their power.
And as I said, okay, you have these private parties, and that's both parties, make all these rules. Don't let independents vote in their primaries, for instance. Yet independents are paying the taxes for the states to hold these primaries.
They are.
Is that right?
No, they are.
You know?
Yeah. And then you also have, what it does is it's disenfranchising people.
It is.
What we're talking
yeah.
about. And, you know, and here's from a party that talks about openness
that's
and bringing
right.
everybody in, when
that's
indeed
right.
that's not what they want.
That's right.
So what do Bernie Sanders supporters think about this? I mean, I know you're a strong core, but I heard a lady who was working for Bernie Sanders, saw her on a news show, and she was walking door to door and door to door and door to door. And they said, so if Bernie doesn't win, are you going to go, you know, vote for Hillary? Her answer was, I am tired of voting for the lesser evil.
That's
she
right.
says, I won't vote, is what she said.
You know,
Are you hearing that?
I'm hearing it a lot, and I hate to say it because I used to tell people, stay in the party and try to change it from within. I don't believe that anymore. I'm leaving the Democratic Party.
Wow.
After the convention. I urge everybody who feels like this election was rigged to do that.
This is a big statement from you.
Yes, it is. Yes,
well, you know what?
Is.
There's a lot of people, I can tell you on the other side, that the fact is that whether you like it or not about Trump, Trump came in from the outside and has the reason he's battled Republicans more than he's battled Democrats.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the Republicans Party is not so Democratic either.
Oh, no. I'm not arguing that one at all.
Let me tell you about Pennsylvania, for instance. Okay. I don't know how Trump got in with all the obstacles. In Pennsylvania, there's something like 30 delegates who vote for the person who won the primary.
Mm-hmm.
There's like 54 who vote for whoever they want.
Yeah.
So when voters go to vote in a Republican primary in Pennsylvania, they don't know who they're voting for, really, because these delegates are going to vote for whoever they want.
Do you think that every convention should be an open convention?
Yes.
That you can, okay, that you can, you know, if they come in, they can have primaries.
Right. I mean,
or they can have these. So you can have an idea that gets the people into the convention, but they should be then an open convention at that point. And then they vote, you know, what's happened. Because a lot of these people vote 5 months before.
That's right.
And so this way they can go into it with a clean slate and actually see a change.
I don't know, actually, because then you've got people who are representing people who voted for, say, Bernie.
Yeah.
They shouldn't go change their vote. I think the superdelegates should not be counted in.
Okay.
Until the convention.
All right. So if you're going to have superdelegates, then they don't vote to them. But again, they're still that party, the party hacks, the party apparatus.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
And so did Bernie ever have a chance?
I don't think so. I mean, if it was a fair playing field, I think he'd be the winner. Look where he came from.
Why do you think Bernie got so much support? I mean, come on. I mean, here's a man. He's 74 years old. He is a self-avowed socialist.
Democratic socialist.
But you know, he's been his honeymoon in Russia. He's a conscientious objector.
But that was because they had a sister city in Russia, which happens all over the world.
Okay. He's a conscientious objector. Now, here's a lot of people say, "Oh, you got to hate that." No, if somebody's a conscientious objector, they've got to go through some hurdles there to get that type of rating, as opposed to somebody like Clinton that avoided the draft, and then, you know, joined the National Guard, and then didn't show up, and then, I mean, there's all these other things I don't want to get into, but he took, okay, I'm a conscientious objector, and at that point, he could have still been in the service,
right?
He just couldn't have served on as a rifleman.
Right.
He might have been able to work in a hospital or some things. Anyway, but he comes on knowing that the coronation of Hillary was there. I mean, they were talking about it already, and then he joined the fight.
Yeah, because he truly believes what he says. He waited to see if Elizabeth Warren would, and she didn't. So he felt like he needed to. People tried to get him to run, and he did. He has always said for 30 to 40 years the same things he's saying today. He's a man of integrity, honesty. He never, no matter how the polls are going, he doesn't change what he says.
And some things people don't know is that the American Legion? Awarded him the
Patriot Award.
Patriot Award because of how he stood up for veterans. He and McCain co-authored a bill mm-hmm. to help veterans. So in 2015, he won a Patriot Award.
And he also won the VFW Congressional Award.
Yeah.
And
I don't think people realize that he has stood up for veterans. Yeah.
He has sponsored more bills to help veterans in the past 30 years than any other legislator.
I find that refreshing.
Yeah.
When I hear things like that. So what is it about Bernie's message that's turning on so many people? So many young people especially.
Well, young people don't feel like they have a chance. They're so in debt with college that they can't find jobs. If they do, they can't find jobs to pay enough to even pay their college debts.
You got doctors coming out of medical school that can't get loans on houses.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Even though they've got a job.
Yeah. So Bernie's where he's always been. He's been for the people.
He hasn't changed.
He has not changed.
Well, in the economy, they just came out with this extremely weak jobs report. Just came out.
Right.
And the growth for the last 7 years has been like 0.4 when you look at the on the average. I don't think we've ever gotten beyond like a 2.
Right.
And, I mean, the country's economic situation's not good.
And look what it was in 2008. I mean, you've got to give Obama a little credit.
Well, we can, but it's and this isn't about Obama, but
no.
but the economy has not recovered.
No.
Like people
no.
seem to, you know, and Obama goes out, oh, it's recovered. Well, it hasn't recovered.
No.
We know that. You know that.
People are suffering a lot.
They are in the middle class, and that's where I am.
Right.
And, I mean, we're getting hammered out here.
Right.
More taxes. And they're getting ready to add more taxes on. And then, and now we've got to pick up, look, you know, we don't have 50 employees. If I had 50, if I had 51 employees, I can promise you by Tuesday I'd have 46 or 48.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Bernie wants single payer Medicare for all.
Uh-huh.
So if everybody had Medicare, employers wouldn't have to worry so much. I mean, of course, they'd have to pay some, but it would certainly work better, I would think, than having this insurance company for that person, this one for that person, deductibles, paying every month for your insurance. They talk about Bernie would raise taxes for medical care. But those taxes would be $4,000 to $5,000 a year. People pay more than that for medical care.
But he's also talking about free college.
Well, it's not free because speculators on Wall Street are going to pay for it.
How are they going to pay for that?
Well, I have a report right here.
Okay. How can they pay enough for that? I mean, that's got to be trillions of dollars.
Of course, I didn't bring it. I did have a report.
So what did it say, though?
It said that it was a report from a think tank economic that they could raise something like $3 billion a year, even when they were figuring on maybe the stocks would go down 50%.
Mm-hmm.
In all, it said that this tax on the Wall Street speculators would pay for college. So
for junior college.
Said college, so.
Well, I just have a feeling is that the cost of that is going to be more than $3 billion when you look at how many people in colleges there are in the United States.
Well, let's look at this. We had free college in this country for a long time. You know, other countries like Germany have free college.
Where do we have free college at?
We had it in California.
Where?
All over our universities.
Was free?
Yes.
Free?
Free.
Why did that change?
That's what I'd like to know.
Well, did it change because teachers unionized?
Oh, I think teachers unionized a long time ago.
Well, but if colleges, I don't know if colleges, I know that they are very reasonable. I mean, and I'm not going to argue because I'm not a longtime college or California resident.
I
know that college tuition skyrocketed when the government guaranteed the loans. It seemed like when the government guaranteed the loans that everything went sky high.
Yeah, doesn't that happen a lot of times
when
businesses think they're going to get government money?
Oh, yeah. And so
maybe
so
we
now,
should look at ways to get rid of waste.
Loans, yeah.
But also, when they were privatized, they were charging even more interest, if I remember right.
It may be, but the college prices were a lot lower. And now, I mean, there's no reason. I can't think of any reason. Somebody goes through school and comes out with $150,000 or $300,000 debt.
I can't either. But why? It can't just be teachers unionizing. And I mean,
no, it's got the cost. It's got the cost of everything. Heads of universities are making $600,000
right,
a year.
Right.
And I mean, if you look at the people that and they're, well, let's talk about that when we get back. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. You know, I think part of it could be, though, Christine, is we've got this system where a person can retire at age 52 at $150,000 to $200,000 or more.
But who is that? Police officers, firefighters,
yeah.
Who else?
I think that there's, get into the college, administrators, you get into the medical side of it, you get into a lot of those things. If you look at how many people make over $100,000 a year from the state, I mean, there's thousands
now,
of them.
I can't. Yeah. And into that, I know police and firefighters,
they
some
do.
Of them,
some
which
of them do.
I think
some of them
they
do.
Deserve.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not complaining. It's just is that this the and this has got really nothing to do, well, except that it's that taxing thing. You know, as the more we give, the more we have to pay for.
The thing is, though, when you look at other countries, and by the way, Forbes ranks. U.S. slides again as Denmark comes out on top as been business friendly.
Where are we? Where's U.S.?
U.S. is 22nd.
22nd for being business friendly? I believe that.
Yeah, but Denmark, the places that people always worry about being socialist are on top. That's from Forbes. And Denmark's been there for years.
Yeah, but there's a reason for that.
There's
and
taxes.
We'll talk about that when we get back. Right after these messages, I'm here with Christine Mitchell, who is a Bernie Sanders supporter and thinks that Bernie got the bad deal and has made the announcement that she's leaving the Democrat Party after this convention. We'll be right back.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down.
Shasta County needs a leader that will bring new energy to the Board of Supervisors. Mary Rickert, co-owner of Prather Ranch, is that leader. Mary is committed to improving public safety services, addressing substance abuse and mental illness, and to strengthening our economy.
I have a strong background in business, in forestry, and agriculture, and have served on numerous boards and community organizations.
Vote for Mary Rickert for District 3 Supervisor. She will solve our challenges sooner. Paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2016.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just a distance, but also an attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling and must be brought under control.
And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
If you have knee or hip pain, learn how to stop hurting and start moving again. Providence Orthopedic Institute invites you to a free talk on June 17th at Mount Shasta Resort. Mako Technology at Providence may be the right solution for your knee or hip joint pain. Life is better in motion, so come to Providence Orthopedic Institute's free talk, Friday, June 17th at Mount Shasta Resort. Register at 888-907-0915 or at providence.org/jointrobot.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, it's 10 minutes until the hour of 9. Tomorrow morning, the Chief of Police will be with us. Chief Rob Paletti will talk about the Blueprint for Safety, among other things we're going to be talking about, and crime. And then this new the new initiative by Governor Brown to put more people out on the street that are criminals. I don't understand this. Why did the last one pass so easy? All right. Welcome back to the show. And we are here with Christine Mitchell, who is a political activist and a strong progressive liberal Democrat who is totally fed up with the system here. He is a real Bernie Sanders supporter. She's got it like Bernie. I mean, like, on her car. This is not like a bumper sticker. This is like one of those high-priced wraps that goes on and says Bernie 2016, because you believe in the burn.
I do believe in the burn. And by the way, we have three cars like that in Shasta County.
Does anybody say anything to you?
We get a lot of thumbs up, and sometimes people flip us off. But
hey, you know what? But you know, here's the thing about Bernie is I don't consider. I consider that Bernie, you know, for one thing, I learned today was that he has won so many awards from veteran societies for his support of veterans. So right on, Bernie. And probably Bernie would probably want to fix the VA, which mm-hmm. is such an abysmal mess under this administration. And I'm not saying it didn't start before, but 8 years into it, it's worse, a lot worse. And one of the things you said today, and I think that we need to talk about, is how so many people, if this convention goes in the way it looks like, with Clinton, she's not indicted, and it goes in the convention, how much this upsets people like yourself enough to leave?
Oh, I think it upsets a lot of people. I have friends who are Democrats, and like me, at 68 years old, I've been a lifelong Democrat. I'm leaving the party. And there's also many, many independents. Green Party voted for Bernie. I know Green Party people who switched to Democrat just to vote for him. They're not going to vote for Hillary. So I don't know what's going to happen, but we're not giving up.
A lot of people staying away. Yeah.
I think that's going to happen. Independents are not loyal to the Democratic Party.
Right. Okay, well, let's talk about that. You know, and a lot of people feel this way. Perhaps, I mean, I feel this way. Maybe it's time for a third party. You know, a third party to come out of someplace.
Yes. Or even four parties. I mean, or five parties. Why do we have two private parties? Private parties that make all the rules, and you have to be a member to help make those rules. They decide who runs for president. They decide who runs for Senate and everything else.
For everything.
Yeah, everything.
I mean, they do. And then you put their money behind it.
That's right.
And if you don't have that blessing, no matter how good you are.
That's right.
You go against Jim Reed, and I'm just using this as an example. Jim Reed is the Democrat, and Doug LaMalfa is the Republican. You could have somebody that is truly better than both of them.
Yeah.
Running as an independent.
That's right.
And that person will never get beyond the primary.
Because the two parties make sure of it.
No. You might get something like, you know what, when I say that, though, when you get something like up here in Shasta County, that might, because there's a lot of free thinking people up
there
here.
There are.
And you could,
yeah.
You might be able to build a coalition of that group, you know, of these groups that can, you know, and then siphon off enough Democrats and Republicans
That's
to put
true.
An independent. Put an independent up here in Shasta County, or up in this region up here. I think there's an opportunity. You're going to have to go against big bucks, though, but there could be that opportunity to do that if you had the right candidate.
I agree.
You know,
it's possible.
I mean, up here,
it's possible.
The state of Jefferson area, because they're really independents, and you know, I think they'd revel in something like that. And I'm not saying, I've got to be state of Jefferson. No, I'm not saying that.
Right.
I'm just saying is that it would be a place like this, like New Hampshire, that voted for Bernie. Very independent thinkers.
Well, and I'm very anxious to see how many votes Bernie gets in Shasta County, because I've been very surprised through all this, the people that support him. I've had Republicans ask me what they need to do to vote for Bernie. So it's amazing. I mean,
wouldn't it be great if Bernie carried California?
Wouldn't it? I hope he wins big, and that means you people who haven't voted for him yet, get out there.
That's it. Today's the day. Today's the day. Go out and feel the burn.
I'm thinking that it's not so much about who's going to sit in the Oval Office as who is appointing Supreme Court justices that will set the
yes.
tone of this country for the next 20 years. So wouldn't it be something if the most important election in recent history has the lowest voter turnout in recent history?
It could happen.
That could be very bad.
You have two outsiders, one of the outsiders, and this is kind of a plus, I think, an outsider, total outsider. Comes in and wins the Republic nomination, and the Republican Party is in complete chaos, you know, for months because they didn't know how to stop him,
That's
and now
right.
they can't because the people
That's
voted,
right.
and yet the people are voting for Bernie, and
they managed to keep him out where they yeah. couldn't stop Trump for whatever reason.
Well, they didn't have superdelegates.
But they still have other things, and I don't know how he, like the Pennsylvania I told
yeah.
you about, I don't know how he managed.
Because he keeps winning elections, winning the primaries, and people go, oh, he'll never go beyond this. Well, everybody's been wrong.
I think that's been a big part of the problem. They tried to act like he didn't exist, and, oh, he's a joke,
yeah.
you know. They made a bad mistake doing that. But I would, on another topic, I would like to tell people who are going to vote today.
Yep.
If you are no party preference, you cannot select a candidate for president.
Yeah.
You must go and turn your ballot in. If you're going to vote for Bernie, tell them you want a Democratic ballot. And the only other two parties you can turn your ballot in for is Libertarian or American Independent. Republicans aren't doing that.
Okay. Well, so, here you go. All you independents out there are failed to state, and you want to vote, you know, a vote against the system and a yes. vote for Bernie. Here's how to do it.
Let's show him if we could win California as big as he won Washington or something, it would change everything.
It would, because you go in there. Yep. Okay, Christine, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you.
It won't
I
be
love
the last
it.
Time. But like, you know, you need to come in here and and give us, you know, yeah, shake the tree a lot.
I love doing that.
Hey, by the way, speaking of shaking the tree, they just announced that the All-State team for track and field for the state of Alaska, and one of the recipients named to the girls' All-State team is a boy.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to parse a little logic out of this and not getting very far.
Okay. All right. Hey, everybody, have a great day. Christine is she's waving. And she's you cut out. Well, you're probably going to go gather people up and give them rides to the polls. Is that
I
it?
I will.
Yeah.
I just spilled water.
Okay, that's all right. Spilling water on the floor is okay. We're used to it. No, that's okay. We'll get it. Hey, everybody, have a great day. Go out and vote. If you don't do anything else today, you better vote. It's the way you need to vote. It is an insult to our warriors who have fought for these freedoms. It's an insult to our country. If you don't go out and vote, you know, take this opportunity to make a change. We'll see you tomorrow, and we'll find out who won all these things.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. House Speaker Paul Ryan is distancing himself from Donald Trump's claim that the judge presiding over a lawsuit against Trump University is biased because of his Mexican heritage.
I'm not going to defend these kinds of comments because they're indefensible. I'm going to defend our ideas. I'm going to defend our majority. And I think our likelihood of getting these ideas into law are far more likely if we are unified as a party.
One of those ideas, a Republican plan to overhaul the country's anti-poverty program.
We want to build a confident America where no one is stuck, where no one settles, and where everyone can rise.
Voters in California, New Jersey, several other states casting ballots today in presidential primaries. There's a caucus in North Dakota as well. And Democrat Hillary Clinton.
We're going to fight hard for every single vote.
Is on the verge of making history by becoming the first woman atop a major party's presidential ticket.